Joined by Dr. Steven Rodella, a director of the Office of Defects Investigation for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And that's a mouthful, but really we're going to keep things simple here, doctor. And there's millions of Americans that may have a that may pose a safety danger or safety threat. They have a recall outstanding on their vehicle, and we're going to talk about that this week and keeping our vehicles and our families safe.
Absolutely, Rick. It's an important thing to do.
Always good to look at this at least once or twice a year. And as daylight savings time approaches, it's a vehicle safety recalls week. And really the manufacturers are waiting for many Americans to bring their vehicles in, aren't they, doctors?
Absolutely. We do vehicle safety recalls week at this time of year. As you said, it's daylight savings time changing or other things you're doing around the house, maybe changing smoke alarms. Just to add another thing to it, check for safety recalls. It's a very common thing that happens anymore because last year alone, Rick, there were about 1,100 safety recalls that impacted 32 million vehicles and pieces of equipment like tires, child seats, and other pieces of vehicle equipment. So chances are you've got you've had a recall on your vehicle. It's becoming more common these days as cars get more complex and manufacturers look at their own information and consumer complaints and find out there might be a safety issue. Every recall is an unreasonable risk to safety. So it's very important that you take that vehicle in if you know you have an open recall to a dealership and get it fixed for free.
And by law, the manufacturer is required to fix this problem by repairing it, replacing it, or offering a refund. What's the best way to check and see if there's an outstanding recall on any of your vehicles?
So we have several options. They're all very easy. First thing you can do is check our website, which is nhtsa.gov/recalls. There you find a site that you type in your vehicle identification number. That's a 17-character item that's on the lower left side of your windshield or on the driver's side door jamb. You type that in, and it'll automatically give you back an information whether or not you have an open recall on your vehicle. If you can't do that, we have a hotline, 888-327-4236, where you can give that same vehicle identification number to an operator, and they'll tell you whether or not you have an open recall. And finally, we have an app that we came out with a couple years ago called Safer Car. You download that app for either Android or iOS, and you can put your vehicle identification number in. You can put all of your family's vehicle identification numbers in there, even your child seat model or your tire model, and it'll give you notification when a recall is declared on any of those products. So it's a very peace of mind thing to have in your pocket. So you get lots of different ways to do it. Or you can even call the manufacturer or dealership if you think you've gotten a recall. And one other way is for sure to know you have a recall is that the manufacturer will have sent you in the mail a letter with a very danger safety recall on the front. Open that up because that's addressed to you personally. And it has information about the recall, the safety risk, and where and when you can get that vehicle serviced for free.
Yeah, wrapping up here with Dr. Steven Rodella from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Yeah, we used to get that letter. You see, people, that used to be how people were notified of it. And I know I had a recall years ago and never received a letter, whether it was because people move or whatever else happens. But this app is very well designed. And as we all have smartphones now at our disposal, doctor, the app is really a good fail-safe way to check this a couple times a year.
No doubt. It's a perfect thing to have in your pocket at all times. Keep those notifications on. You'll get notified of recalls. But it's a good time this time of year to check any way you can to make sure that that recall is taken care of and your family is kept safe.
Yep, the spring break travel season, the summer travel season upon us. This is really vital to track. And, doctor, if people are, my listeners are more interested in more information, where should they go?
Again, I can go to our website, nhtsa.gov/recalls. We have a lot of information about recalls, how they're processed, how they happen in general. And I want to get one more important thing out for your listeners in Georgia that we have a very serious recall, the Takata airbag recall, which I'm sure you and many have heard about. It's been going on for several years, but in Georgia alone, there's over 150,000 of these airbags that have not been repaired. They're a very dangerous safety risk. And that risk is getting worse every day, especially in a warmer state, more humid state like Georgia. We urge people, if they have an older vehicle, to check that vehicle identification number, and if they have an open Takata airbag recall, to get it fixed immediately.
Yes, we've talked about that before, and absolutely mm-hmm. critical to check for that and get your vehicle in and get it safe and make the roads around Atlanta and Georgia the safest they can be. Doctor, thanks for coming on this week.
My pleasure, Rick.